What are we talking about? Practice? We're talking about practice, man.
This is The Game with your hosts, Jason Bishop and Drayton Hogarth.
In my opinion, that sucked.
We failed to make our coaching points and our points more compelling than their fat little girlfriends.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. It's The Game, 93.7 WBQO, the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is one of those shows where this is the time of the year, man. We just don't have anything to really talk about. So I'm just going to be honest with you as a listener. It's a slow sports time. There's not much going on. Football's done. We're not really into spring training for baseball. We've got the NBA All-Star break. I guess that's kind of big.
Yeah,
And we're not into March Madness yet. So, you know, college football and
Brunswick and Glenn going tonight, though.
That is a very good point. Okay, so I guess that's where we are going to start. Oh, I got to do all the sponsor stuff. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health Systems and Watermark Printing. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com.
That's right. Check it out. We got to talk over a few things this morning. Of course, Glenn and Brunswick, like we said, we'll talk, you know, the Brandon Phillips deal with the Braves made. I think that'll be something fun to kind of get into. So there's all kinds of we'll get through the show, Jason. Don't worry about it, my man.
All right. So Glenn Academy and Brunswick High, their girls, both teams played last night. Unfortunately, both girls' teams will be going home first round and done.
Yeah, Brunswick was at home, too, last night. So That's unfortunate, but
they lost to Stevenson, who's very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stevenson's got tremendous athletes, and that's who, I guess, Glenn will be facing tonight as well on the men's side.
Yeah.
That's going to be – they're up in Stone Mountain, Glenn being the 4 seed coming out of the region tournament. It's going to be a pretty tough test, not only team-wise, but mentally, to be able to have to make that big trip up, you know, north of Atlanta, take on a strong Stevenson team that won their region. So it's going to be interesting to see how Glenn and Coach Terrence Haywood handles that, and if he can kind of refocus his team, because they had really hit a good stride there two-thirds of the season through, and then they kind of faded back a little bit here. Won a couple games in the region tournament, but then wasn't able to finish it out. So we'll see how it goes for Glenn. Brunswick will be at home tonight.
Yeah, Brunswick High is going to be at home against the number 4 seed in their region. And if they get that game, they're playing Forest Park, by the way.
Yeah.
I think I forgot to say that. Number 4 seed, Forest Park. See, man, I'm just not even into the show because there's just nothing to really – yeah, it's just – all right. But, okay, yeah, 4 seed Forest Park. Brunswick's got a pretty good bracket. Glenn Academy, not so much. They're in a really tough spot over there as a 4 seed and who they have in their bracket if, by chance, they were to win and upset Stevenson in the first round. Glenn Academy, not so much as easy as a trip. Brunswick High, a little more favorable. They get the 4 seed today, tonight in Forest Park. And if they get by there, then they get the winner of the 2-3 seed because Brunswick is a 1 seed of Osborne and Dacula. That's a very winnable game for the Pirates. And then if they do get those two games in succession, they'll find themselves in the Elite Eight and really playing their first tough game against Pope.
Yeah.
Likely against Pope. So really, Brunswick's probably not going to see a tough game until the Elite Eight if they get that far, which they should, right?
Yeah, I would think so. They should be able to take care of business tonight. I would hope Coach Turner's got them playing well. I still wouldn't count Glenn out, though. I really wouldn't, because Coach Haywood is going to have – they're going to be pressing that other team, and it depends on their guard play for Stevenson. It really does, because Glenn is going to press you and try to turn the ball over and things like that and, you know, kind of make offense out of their defense. That's going to be – if they can get some turnovers, create some turnovers, get some easy baskets, it can maybe set a little bit of – get them in a good mindset to finish off that game. Brunswick, on the other hand, I think kind of the same thing, but they should be able to take care of business tonight. Now, I think there were some injury situations when we talked to Coach Turner last week. I'm hoping those guys are ready to go for tonight because a couple of guys missed the region tournament or finale anyway last week.
All right, so also we're going to we did this last week, and, you know, we kind of enjoyed doing it, so we're going to do it again this week. We're going to throw out a trivia question,
yeah.
And if you know the answer, you can call in, or you can do what the guy did last week and Google it. He didn't even know how to pronounce Charlie Liebrandt. Last week's question was, what Braves pitcher gave up the home run to Kirby Puckett in Game 6 of the 91 World Series? The answer is Charlie Liebrandt, and our caller, which, hey, man, like, you know, he took the initiative, he called in, and, you know, took the effort to actually Google it to find the answer to get the shirt. So, you know, hats off to you. We're glad you did it. But, you know, when you call in, you say, Charlie LeBrant, we're pretty sure you Googled that.
He was honest about it.
He admitted to it? Oh, that's good. Okay.
Because I asked him if he knew where to come pick up his shirt from, and he's like, yeah, Google's a good friend. And he's like, I actually used it to get the trivia question, too.
See, I wouldn't have admitted to it. I just lied to you, like, nah, bro, I knew that. I just don't know how to pronounce his name.
It's the alternate pronunciation.
He's French. Okay, so this week's question is, other than Dominique Wilkins, we're an NBA All-Star weekend, so, okay. Other than Dominique Wilkins, okay, let me start over. Deep breath. I'm on the radio. I've never done this.
Wake up, Jason.
All right. Other than Dominique Wilkins, what Atlanta Hawk won the slam dunk contest? Other than Dominique Wilkins, what Atlanta Hawk won the slam dunk contest? The number to get your calls in, 912-275-7017. If you know the right answer, you call in, you get it right, we'll give you a free T-shirt.
Nice. Brand new.
Yeah. Fresh out of the box.
That's right.
It's the game T-shirt, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. It's not just a random shirt. It's a free game T-shirt.
Somebody laying around. That's a good one. I kind of thought that one might be a little bit too easy, but we'll see how the phones go.
Well, the one that you came up in the pre-show meeting, good Lord, man. Like, we want them to be able to get it right. We don't want our callers to have to PhD to get the answer right, Drayton. Good Lord.
Hey. I believe our fans are intelligent and smart folks at sports nuts that know all about sports, man.
I agree with you, man, but they don't all build rockets. Good Lord, man. Also, you can check us out on Facebook Live because we're doing that. So, yeah, obviously we're here at 93.7 and then on Facebook Live. And Drayton's waving at the camera. Other than Dominique Wilkins, what Atlanta Hawk won the slam dunk contest? 912-275-7017. Okay, Drayton, you were talking about Glenn Academy having a pretty good, in your opinion, a pretty good shot. How deep do you think Glenn can get? I mean, gosh, their region or their bracket is not the easiest bracket in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I've just always had an issue with, seems like Stevenson tends to kind of, not, I don't want to say choke in playoffs, but certainly in football they have, but, you know, maybe in basketball it'll be a little different. But I think Glenn's got a good chance to win this and keep it close in the second round, but second round's probably might be their limit right now.
Yeah, I mean, if they win their first round game, they get to the second round, they're going to play the winner of South Cobb and Lanier, most likely South Cobb. Oh, we got a caller. Here we go. And the fun begins. This is the game. Hello, this is the game.
Yes, sir. I was just calling about that trivia question.
Yes, sir.
Was it Spud Webb?
Spud Webb is the right answer. Wow, first caller, right on.
Not be honest, was that too easy of a question, man?
Well, I'm just a truck driver. And I deliver freight, and I listen to the station sometimes.
Oh, shoot, you keep the country moving, man.
Well, we appreciate listenership, so we're going to go ahead and get your info, and do you know where Golden Isles Broadcasting, the building, is?
No, but I know where Golden Isles is, but I don't know directly where the building is at.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and get your information so that when you come by, we will have the shirt waiting on you. So go ahead and tell us your name and what size shirt you want.
Okay, my name is William Lewis, and I take a extra large.
All right. Appreciate it, William. Be safe out there today, brother.
All right, sir. Golden Isle Podcast, right?
Yes, sir. It's yep. Give it a Google, and Jason, you got the address right off?
Oh, I didn't know I was supposed to be Googling address. I'll do it, though.
Hold on.
It's on Benedict Road, off of Community Road, right behind Georgia Power.
Okay, thank you, sir.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, William.
That probably wouldn't be a bad idea to find out the address to where we do the show from.
I tend to be a landmark driver, you know, I kind of go by that most of the time, so.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Calves. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Calves is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Calves or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Calves on Facebook.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondS.com.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 I-95 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. 2017 Toyota Camrys from just $239 a month. And 2017 RAV4 SUVs, just $269 a month, not lease payments. You own it. Plus, triple the factory cash rebates on new 2017 I-95 Toyota Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory cash rebates on new Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. And as always, all new I-95 Toyotas come with a 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. Call 1-888-I-95-TOYOTA. I-95 Toyota, exit 38 in Brunswick, where the markdown monster saves you money.
Triple rebates on select models with approved credit. Includes incentives, 3.5 APR plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details.
It's the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. All right, so we've already gotten you up to date on the local high school basketball situation. And so the Atlanta Braves, spring training's about to get underway. Pitchers and catchers have reported. And the Braves made a pretty big deal this past week, landing a premier second baseman, maybe on the tail end of his prime, but can still swing it. Mm-hmm. And so I think the team got a lot better. They added Brandon Phillips.
Yeah. Jason, this was a great move. This had been rumored, what, month or so ago, I guess, the Braves had been involved with the Reds with Brandon Phillips. Apparently, according to Brandon Phillips, the Braves didn't really wait around to get his final say on it. He's always said he wanted to come back to the Braves. He's from Atlanta. But the Braves, they didn't get much of a response, so they went ahead and went out and signed Sean Rodriguez. Well, in the meantime, he was in a terrible traffic accident, apparently, with his family. Family, good thing, is okay, but injury-wise, Rodriguez may be out for the season. But Brandon Phillips, they went ahead and re-inquired with the Reds, basically didn't give up much of anything that would have been important to the Braves' future.
Nothing.
Gave up nothing for him. And the Reds are going to pick up 13 of the $14 million salary that Brandon Phillips is owed this season to play in Atlanta.
So let me get this straight. The Braves traded Andrew McCarrihan, which is a 23-year-old left-handed specialty guy out of the bullpen. Mm-hmm. They traded a 29-year-old minor league reliever in their system that was never probably going to see the light of Major League Baseball. And they're going to pay $1 million of the $14 million owed to Brandon Phillips, and then Brandon Phillips is going to be a free agent at the end of this season.
Right.
So what you're telling me is the Braves traded a 23-year-old middle reliever, a 29-year-old minor leaguer, and of the $14 million owed for one season, mm-hmm. they're only going to pay $1 million of that $14 million. And then Brandon Phillips probably going to move on to make room for Jose Abella. So you're not even blocking him. Is that what you're telling me?
Exactly. I mean, it's
sell me a car.
It's really the best of all worlds, not just both worlds for the Braves in this situation. It doesn't hamper their future. It doesn't hamper their present, really, because certainly they can afford $1 million for a player the caliber of Brandon Phillips. And you're going to get a guy that's hitting, you know, came off of last year hitting .291, 11 homers and 60-something RBIs. I mean, that's a huge upgrade over what they had at second base last year. You know, that helps churn through that lineup so much faster to get back to a Matt Kemp, to a Freddie Freeman and those guys. It's a great move.
This segment brought to you by Jonathan Mone Painting, 912-580-0556. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take your calls, 912-275-7017. If you want to go old school and email us, we'll do that too. thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. I got the computer up. I'm pointing at it on Facebook Live. We were on Facebook Live, too. Right. Southern Sports Edition, The Game, Bishop Media, Jason Bishop, Drayton Hogarth, WBQA, find it anywhere.
Yep. And you know what? I failed to mention, too, McCarrihan's coming off of two Tommy John surgeries.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about that.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know. The Reds just completely wanted to part ways with Brandon. They've got the former Braves.
Jose Peraza.
That's right.
They want to get Jose. That's why they did this.
Right.
Because Brandon Phillips was blocking Jose Peraza. And I find it awfully ironic that the guy that the Braves ended up getting Brandon Phillips because of is the guy that was formerly their number one prospect that they shipped off to L.A. for no really apparent reason.
Yeah.
And you know, if you remember, if you're a Braves fan, they shipped Jose Peraza and Alex Wood, who you were going to build, one of the guys you're going to build your rotation around, and you got back from the Dodgers.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting. Nothing really.
Who knows? I don't even remember. Like you said, it is.
Well, Peraza has wandered his way to the Cincinnati Reds organization. They are as high on him as the Braves were at one point. They want him to play every day. Brandon Phillips was blocking that, and you can't sit Brandon Phillips down with the amount of money that he's making and what he has meant to that organization
right, for
as long as he's been there. So you have to move him if you're going to turn the page and play Peraza. That's what they did, and they got nothing back really for him that's going to benefit them at all down the road. And so, yeah, the Braves got a steal. The interesting thing about this deal is mm-hmm. Jace Peterson pretty much was going to be the leadoff hitter going into the season. I think most folks felt that way. Well, now Jace Peterson isn't going to play second. He's not going to play. Brandon Phillips is going to play every day. What does that do? Why is that important? What that means is Ender Inciarte is no longer going to hit eighth. He's now going to be dependent upon to hit in the leadoff spot and get on base, mm-hmm. and that honestly scares me.
Really? I like Inciarte. I think he
hit like .230.
Yeah. Well, so did Peterson, though, didn't he? I mean, it was...
Yeah, but I see what you're saying, but then at one point, like for the majority of the year, Jace Peterson was around .260,
mm-hmm.
and then at the end of the year, he just dipped.
Yeah. And he may be more of a... I like the speed of Inciarte. I mean, he may be the fastest guy in the organization, but... I think Peterson may be more of that patient type of leadoff hitter. I think he this is just going off of memory. I don't have any stats in front of me right now, but seems like Peterson.
That's what we do, honestly. We don't really read stats. What for?
They just get in the way. I think Peterson may be more of a patient guy, but I like NCRT's speed and bunting ability and aggressiveness at the top of the lineup a little better than I would Jace Peterson, to be honest. That can slide Peterson to the utility role, because remember, he was playing some outfield. He can give some spot starts for Phillips, you know, being 35 years old. Phillips, he's not going to be playing 162 games, I wouldn't think. You want to kind of save him for the stretch.
How many games do you think he plays? 140?
Yeah,
140. Yeah.
Between 140 and 150, probably.
Okay, yeah.
Lord willing. you know, I like it. I like the move. I really do. And like I said, you obviously can't turn it down if you're the Braves. Really. I mean, they get better in the lineup, and it helps them financially as well.
And they get better, that period. They get better offensively, defensively, and it makes sense financially. That's a deal you do.
Exactly.
And you give up nothing to get him.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondsdot.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 I-95 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. 2017 Toyota Camrys from just $239 a month. And 2017 RAV4 SUVs, just $269 a month, not lease payments. You own it. Plus, triple the factory cash rebates on new 2017 I-95 Toyota Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory cash rebates on new Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. And as always, all new I-95 Toyotas come with a 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. Call 1-888-I-95-TOYOTA. I-95 Toyota, exit 38 in Brunswick, where the markdown monster saves you money.
Triple rebates on select models with approved credit. Includes incentives, 3.5 APR plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Brunswick High offensive lineman Warren McClendon received another Division I offer this past week, this one from Mississippi State. McClendon had been committed to South Carolina, but reopened his recruitment and is a rising junior. Down the road a bit, former Camden County standout and linebacker Jared Davis is projected to be the 13th overall pick by Mel Kiper Jr. in the NFL draft. Of course, Davis played linebacker for the Florida Gators. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook. And check out all your favorite sports teams, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network We are here live on WBQO 93.7 here in Brunswick. This segment is brought to you by Jessup Furniture and by Heron Document Systems. Right now, it's time for the Week in Review from Jason Bishop.
And here we go. Brandon Phillips to the Braves. Atlanta's front office actually made a good move. Draymond Green, I think you are confused on how slavery worked. Here's a history lesson. Slaves did not come to a basketball arena dressed in nice clothes and have millions of dollars in the bank. Vince Young is attempting a comeback. Sweet. I can't wait to see what drama follows him this time. Hashtag must watch TV. Jared Kushner says he won't buy Florida Marlins from Jeffrey Loria if Loria becomes ambassador to France. What's the worst that could happen with a guy being ambassador that runs the most poorly run team in Major League Baseball? Diamondbacks general manager Dave Stewart says he wishes he did not trade Dansby Swanson to the Braves. Dave, maybe try calling them up. They may trade him back for two AA pitchers. James Dolan says his comments about Charles Oakley were taken out of context. How do you take the comment of he has an anger problem and possibly an alcohol problem out of context? I can see the confusion. Jets cornerback Darrell Revis left two men unconscious after a physical altercation. Darrell, abandon Revis Island and join the UFC. And these are my thoughts.
Yeah, I like that. All right, look.
Oh, it starts with, all right, look.
I know it's out of our realm of what we usually talk about, but the Knicks are a disaster. I've never seen a massive franchise like that being run and looking like such a joke. I really can't think of anybody right off the top of my head.
Can we take a segment? I'm asking a producer. Can we take a segment and talk about the Knicks? No? No, we can't. Okay, let's talk about the Knicks. Yeah, I heard you say no. We're going to do it anyway. Phil Jackson is blasting his franchise player publicly in the media and on Twitter. He's trying to make the guy mad so that he'll waive his no trade and be able to get shipped out wherever he wants to ship him out to. Mm-hmm. Carmelo Anthony is doing no favors for the Knicks franchise being in their organization right now. They're not going to win with him, and they need to rebuild. And as long as he's there, they can't do that. And as long as he's there, they're not going to be a good basketball team, period.
Right.
He just takes up too much of their – of really the money that they – Yeah, that's right. Couldn't think – see, like I told you, I'm just off, man. They takes up too much money, too much of their salary cap. Meanwhile, the owner – is just a complete jerk.
Yeah.
And is probably, if not the worst owner in the NBA, he's at least in the conversation. Mm-hmm. And what he did to Charles Oakley is deplorable. I understand that he doesn't want some guy to come to his arena and criticize the team that he put on the floor, which is bad.
Yeah.
But Charles Oakley played for that organization and played for him for 10 years, mm-hmm. and is considered one of the all-time favorite Knicks. Mm-hmm. You do not cause that scene with that player in your arena.
Yeah, how do you let it get to that point?
You don't.
It's ridiculous.
You don't.
But Phil Jackson, you have to start pulling some of the luster off of Phil Jackson right now from what he did in the past. And he, because look at it, he had Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, he had Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. You and I could win a lot of games and probably a lot of championships with those as your core players on your team. The triangle has kind of gotten outdated. It's kind of, people have kind of learned how to adjust to it, or they just don't have the players to run it.
They don't have the players to run it effectively.
But look. Here's the thing with Phil Jackson. I don't understand why he's sitting there berating Carmelo Anthony. He should be out there saying he's being a great teammate, but it's just not the right time for him in New York. He's basically driving down
the value
of his player that he's trying to use as his biggest bargaining chip by saying he's bad. He's such a, you know, doesn't really expect to win, doesn't have the will to win, doesn't have the drive. Yeah, a lot of teams are going to just trade their, you know, they would have to give up their best player, a player making around $20-something million a year to be able to bring Carmelo Anthony in. And I don't think they really want to have to worry about his drive and his commitment to winning. It's just baffling to me what Phil Jackson is doing up there.
Carmelo Anthony may never win an NBA championship for as good as he is because he takes way too many shots. Not just too many shots, too many ill-advised shots. If you ever watch a Knicks game, you'll sit there and just watch him dribble and dribble and dribble at the top of the key and just wait for everybody to kind of get out of the way instead of running an offense. Mm-hmm. And, you know, moving the ball and then maybe having the ball come back to him in a better shooting situation. And you can say what you want about Michael Jordan took a lot of shots. Yes, he did. But Michael Jordan didn't take nearly the amount of ill-advised shots. And when Michael Jordan needed to pass the ball, he passed the ball. And Carmelo Anthony just doesn't do that. And so, you know, this has been Carmelo Anthony from day one of his career, even when he was out west with Denver. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what got him traded. He's going to be the same player. He is the same player. He's never going to win a championship because even if they brought in that second guy for him to pass to, oh, like Derrick Rose, mm-hmm. they still don't win because he won't facilitate the basketball.
Yeah. And Porzingis is a fantastic player in his own right, but he's young. But the Carmelo's a high-volume shooter. And that's how he gets his points, and he can get on a roll, too, where it's like it's even hard to stop him once he gets going, but it's still 40% shooting or less most of the time for him.
And that you took the words out of my mouth. He's a high-volume shooter. So was Kobe Bryant, and so was Michael Jordan. And when Carmelo gets on a roll, he's going to score 40. Mm-hmm. When those guys got on a roll, they scored 60.
Yeah.
So that's the difference. Yeah.
It's kind of like, and like you mentioned, where – he gets the ball and kind of dribbles out, you know, until a play opens up. It's kind of like how the Hawks were under the previous coach, and his name is escaping me right now. Anyway, where Joe Johnson, it would be the ball would be passed around a little bit, and then Joe Johnson would get it towards the end of the shot clock, and he would dribble it out and try to make a play on his own. The difference being Joe was the only player on that team that they had to go to, whereas Carmelo is going to take the final shot. It's going to go with him.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer. Located off of Exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Cabs or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Cabs on Facebook.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Desert Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberitos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Desert Furniture you know and love.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwood Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwood Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermarks Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermarks is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermarks, the mark of excellence.
Heron Document Systems is your go-to source for all of your copier and printer needs. Let me tell you a true story. A local business called Heron Document Systems to see what they could do for them, and Heron Document Systems ended up saving that company over $6,400 over the contract term. Authorized dealer for Canon, Sharp, and Samsung. 35 years locally owned and operated. Give them a call, 912-267-7802, or check them out online at herondsdot.com.
I just got told in the break that Drayton has never seen me match as far as clothes go. But the truth of the matter is, I'm a fantastic dresser, and no one wants to admit it. And I think it stems from jealousy, to be honest.
I think it's eclectic, I think, is the, you have an eclectic wardrobe. How that?
This segment brought to you by I-95 Toyota and Coconut Kev's. You can give us a call at 912-275-7017. This is The Game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can email us, thegame.bishopmedia@gmail.com. If your email is good and it's not trash, I'll read it. You can also hear this show stream live on demand, or not live on demand, but stream on demand later on at thesouthernsportsedition.com in case you missed any of the show, which is probably the worst one we've ever done.
I beg to differ. We've done a lot worse before. I'm just kidding.
We've got nothing to talk about, so I'm going to let Drayton pick what we talk about.
Hey, let's keep it going with the Atlanta Hawks. How about that?
All right.
Love the Hawks, don't you? Coming up to the All-Star break, the Hawks are sitting in the fifth spot in the East. They kind of had a roller coaster-ish first half. You know, they started out kind of hot and then really fell into the tank, fell back, dropped down to about seventh or eighth in the East. Now they've worked their way back up. They traded Kyle Korver, and then all of a sudden they won like 8 out of 10. So I don't know. And now Paul Millsap is – we just got word from Coach Budenholzer earlier this week, told the Atlanta Journal that Paul Millsap isn't going anywhere after, of course, this was after rumors right after Korver that they were going to basically just have a fire sale. Now they're saying Millsap's not going anywhere. Jason, my question is why? Why is he going to, what are you going to keep him around for to just hang around in the middle of the pack?
He's not a guy that you build around, first off. He's not that premier elite difference maker player. Mm. He's a, you said it, you know, in the pre-show meeting. It's a good complimentary piece, mm-hmm. but he's not a guy you build around. So you're not going to re-sign him. You also mentioned, like, you're kind of ahead on the curve on this segment because we pretty much already did this segment pre-show. you know, you also mentioned with Al Horford, you let him walk and you got nothing. Mm-hmm. And if you don't re-sign Millsap or trade Millsap, your best player, you're going to get nothing for him again a year later.
Right.
Can you really afford to do that 2 years in a row and keep him and end up being the middle of the pack? But really doesn't matter, because until you get to the point to where you can beat Cleveland, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You're not going to win a championship until you can beat Cleveland.
Yeah.
And the roster that you have isn't going to beat Cleveland, even with Millsap there. I'm with you on this. I think you trade him. And if nothing else, you just shake things up a little bit, revive the franchise a little, something new, mm-hmm. some new jersey sales.
Right.
You wrote an article for SouthernSportsEdition.com and mentioned about possibly landing Blake Griffin. Mm-hmm. Do I think that Blake Griffin makes Atlanta all that much better than Paul Millsap? No, I don't. but I think that it certainly kind of revitalizes some energy around the organization. Mm-hmm. A new player, and you know, Griffin's probably a little better than Millsap. It's not that big. He's not going to be a difference maker to get them over the hump against Cleveland, though.
I think it's the perception, though. Don't you think? Blake Griffin coming in, I think he's got national commercial spots, you know, with Kia and different places. Not that that's what it's all about. I mean, I guess it is kind of all about.
Money, yes, it is.
But he's got a much bigger brand, I guess you could say. He could be – Dwight Howard's kind of the face of the franchise, but Blake Griffin would be the guy that could come in and be the face of the franchise. You know, he's a dynamic athlete.
He's overrated.
Yeah, but he still puts up numbers.
As does Millsap.
Yeah, but in different ways. You know, Millsap's that blue-collar guy around the basket. Griffin will kind of go and dunk over you sometime. You know, get that Sports Center highlight kind of thing. I think it would be a big perception boost for the Hawks that, hey, we're trying to change this franchise. We're trying to get, you know, a more dynamic type of offense. Something that's more fun to watch. I love Millsap's game, but if it'd be roughly about the same third, fourth in the East, wouldn't it be more fun to go to a Hawks game and see Dwight Howard and Blake Griffin, you know, catching alley-oops and stuff like that? And Griffin is good enough to fit into the offense, too. He's got a 16, 18-foot jumper that he can hit. Same for Millsap. But I think it would just be a perception changer for the Hawks that they were able to go for it, you know. And Griffin's going to be a free agent. He's got a player option, I should say, after this year. So he could potentially walk as well. But he's younger than Millsap, so the Hawks could maybe make that commitment to a Griffin for a longer term and feel more confident that they're going to get a better return on their investment than they would in a 32-year-old Paul Millsap.
Well, something I want to throw out there, and I'll do it in a second, but before I throw it out there, I also want to mention this. There's no way the Clippers make that trade because that's a bad deal for them. Because they would be trading a guy they have control over for at least two more years who's younger, who's a better player, for a guy that's older. They would only have him for the rest of this season, and they're in the same position that Atlanta's in. They're not going to be Golden State. Mm-hmm. And so is that move going to put them over the hump against Golden State? Nope. In fact, it probably makes them worse. Mm. So I just, unless there's some financial flexibility given one way or the other, or there's a package deal, there's no way if I'm the Clippers, I trade Blake Griffin for Paul Millsap. It just doesn't happen. Now, here's the thing I want to put out there. What are the chances that the Hawks are able to land Carmelo Anthony for Paul Millsap? I think that's more likely than the Blake Griffin deal.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was the other one I had. I had those two options in there. I would do it for Carmelo Anthony. Even all the stuff that we said earlier, high-volume shooter, things like that, I think you would get a potentially motivated Carmelo Anthony to come in to prove, say, look, Phil Jackson doesn't know what he's talking about. I can be a team player. I want to win. He would come into a situation to where, you know, he would have a better team around him certainly than he does right now in New York.
Well, I think I think Carmelo's a better fit for the Hawks because the Hawks don't really have a premier guard that takes a lot of shots or holds on to the ball a lot. And where it's really, you don't have a guard that scares you offensively in Atlanta. Carmelo Anthony does scare you offensively. I mean, he's not going to play a lick of defense, but he scares you offensively, at least. And because you don't have another guard for him to share the ball with, that kind of works. Mm-hmm. So I think that piece does fit in Atlanta. And to be honest with you, do I think that it puts them over the hump with Cleveland? No, I don't. But I do think it brings them way closer to maybe if they got in that series and they had a couple of things go their way, they might be able to pull the upset. I think they'd be able to pull the upset if a couple things happen here and there. But with their roster the way it's currently constructed, even if they caught a couple of breaks against Cleveland, Cleveland's just too good and they'd overcome the Hawks team as it is now, even with a couple things going wrong. With Carmelo on that team, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because the NBA is a superstar league.
It is.
If you don't have a superstar on your team, you're not going to get the calls down the stretch from the refs. You know, as much as people will say it's not about that, you know, and the Hawks haven't had that, you know, since maybe even going back to Dominique. I mean, they've always been a good team. You know, you had Mookie Blaylock, Steve Smith, Dikembe Mutombo, teams like that. You know, you had Al Horford and Teague and Joe Johnson. But you didn't have that guy that you could say, all right, 8 seconds left, who are we going to give the ball to possibly either win the game or at least get a call from the refs driving into the lane?
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Desert Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberitos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Desert Furniture you know and love.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 I-95 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. 2017 Toyota Camrys from just $239 a month. And 2017 RAV4 SUVs, just $269 a month, not lease payments. You own it. Plus, triple the factory cash rebates on new 2017 I-95 Toyota Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory cash rebates on new Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. And as always, all new I-95 Toyotas come with a 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. Call 1-888-I-95-TOYOTA. I-95 Toyota, exit 38 in Brunswick, where the markdown monster saves you money.
Triple rebates on select models with approved credit. Includes incentives, 3.5 APR plus tax tag and title. See dealer for details.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and positions, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Brunswick High offensive lineman Warren McClendon received another Division I offer this past week, this one from Mississippi State. McClendon had been committed to South Carolina, but reopened his recruitment and is a rising junior. Down the road a bit, former Camden County standout and linebacker Jared Davis is projected to be the 13th overall pick by Mel Kiper Jr. in the NFL draft. Of course, Davis played linebacker for the Florida Gators. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook. And check out all your favorite sports teams, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Every time we come back to that bed, it makes me want to break out my rap skills.
Go ahead, man.
I'll hold off.
Well, that'll be a Facebook Live exclusive.
This segment brought to you by Port City Paint and Body and Bruce Kennedy Tire. This is the game on the Bishop Media Sports Network. 912-275-7017. That's the number to get your calls in. By the way, we did have a trivia question today that we got right with the very first caller in the very first segment. And that trivia question was, other than Dominique Wilkins, what Atlanta Hawk won the slam dunk contest? The right answer is Bud Webb.
Yep.
Okay, so this is that free fire segment where we've got a lot of stuff to talk about that we really didn't get to, even though we don't really have a lot to talk about this week. Just one of those weird shows. We just don't have much to say. I mean, we do, but not about anything. So we're going to go into our free fire segment as soon as our producer gets the bed going, which would be awesome so that I don't have to keep here stalling and talking to you.
Good job.
Awesome. All right, so apparently Tony Romo is heading to Houston to play quarterback for the Houston Texans. Brock Osweiler out the door, I guess, or at least on the bench.
Good. Well, I wouldn't say good backup. I don't know. I think that would be a pretty good fit, I guess, for Romo. Georgia recruiting fans, keep an ear out for a 2019 visit this weekend. Jaden Hazelwood, wide receiver, 6'3", 190. Freakish athlete. And, in fact, he was a defensive end until eighth grade, and they moved him out to wide receiver. So keep an ear out for a possible commitment from 2019 wide receiver Jaden Hazelwood.
Brunswick High rising junior offensive lineman Warren McClendon gets another Division I offer, this one from Mississippi State. Those Pirates, man, they are going to be loaded again. Hopefully better results this year.
Yes, sir. That might be from Georgia assistant or assistant offensive line coach, went to Mississippi State just this past week as offensive line coach. Again, Georgia going to be renovating Sanford Stadium, $63 million project at least. They're going to be moving the stadium, or the scoreboard back about 60 feet, open up a few more seats there.
That would be impressive if they moved the whole stadium 60 feet. That'd be hard.
The bookstore and the stadium right together. And also, long, long overdue renovation of the locker rooms. I don't know if anybody ever would just Google or look up the Georgia locker rooms. It's a high school facility, but
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's going to be new state-of-the-art stuff, good to go. And it's, and again, like I said, it's long overdue to get that locker room upgraded.
Jason Strickland, who was the head coach at Fitzgerald. Of course, you know, Sean Pender took the head coaching job at Brunswick High. He was at Pierce County, so that job became available. Jason Strickland, who is at Fitzgerald, has taken the Pierce County job. Why is that important? Because Jason Strickland is a very good coach. Fitzgerald, where he was at, was a national power, and before that, he coached at Lamar County before Lamar County was Poop Squat. And he built that program and made them a perennial national state power. And before that, by the way, he was just down the road coaching at Charlton County down in Folkston when they were really good, winning state championships.
Gotcha. Again, shocker, Georgia-related tidbit here. The indoor practice facility was...
It's like three Georgia stores in a row for you.
Had the opening ceremonies, the dedication, things like that. Lauren Smith and Myrna Smith, his wife, they dedicated the lobby to them, named after them. It's top-notch, folks. It Georgia's making big moves here, and it's big for recruiting.
Up the road at Bradwell Institute up in Hinesville in the same region as Brunswick High and Glenn Academy, they had some coaching changes. Greg Hill, former Georgia Southern quarterback, resigned after 3 years and really kind of getting that program on a different track and then beginning to make some headway and some traction. He resigns. It was heavily rumored that former Brunswick High coach Larry Harold was going to get that job. Well, he did not. Instead, they hired the former defensive coordinator from Windsor Forest.
Ooh.
Ross Couch gets the job. Windsor Forest defensive coordinator. Scratch your head, because I don't get it either.
Wow. NC State Wolfpack ended up firing coach Mark Gottfried this past week. NC State, he's gotten them to the Sweet 16 twice in his tenure there. I believe in 6 years, 8 years he's been there. I don't know if it's a really great move for NC State, to be honest, but my hope would be that hopefully Georgia coach Mark Fox is a potential candidate to replace him at NC State.
Trent Richardson, former NFL elite running back at one time with the Colts, and of course at Alabama he was a stud. He's no longer in the NFL, and he just got arrested for DUI, so on we go.
Can't fix stupid. You mentioned in the SSE Minute about in the Week in Review about Vince Young. Where is he going to try to work out?
All he's done is sign with an agent.
That's
as far as he's gotten. I can't imagine, to be honest with you, an NFL team really getting serious about Vince Young. Maybe the Jets. The Jets or the Browns, I can see actually getting serious about Vince Young. Yes, I can.
Maybe you can go to that, and they're in Austin. There's like a free agent or veterans NFL movement thing that they're trying to reclaim their careers, possibly?
Maybe don't forget now, when Vince Young was drafted, his very first day at training camp as a rookie, he made the statement, I am a future Hall of Famer. That hasn't really worked out there, has it, Vince?
Hall of Fame mess up, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't get it, but good luck to him.
Okay. So, Jeff Heron has left Grayson. I think we all kind of felt that was going to happen. And he has taken a job at TC Hanna in Andersonville, South Carolina. So here's how this works. Amazing move by Jeff Heron, because he's already put in his 30 years at the state of Georgia. So he's going to get his 60%, whatever that number is, retirement of his highest salary, which was at Grayson. He made a pretty good chunk of change. So he's going to get his retirement salary from the state of Georgia, and he's going to get his full salary from the state of South Carolina, because now he's coaching in a different state. That's a nice financial... Talking about give yourself a raise.
Hey, Coach Heron is a smart fella.
Yeah, he is. And a good hire for TC Hanna, because you're getting a coach that's won numerous state championships and is, you know, a legend as far as the coaching ranks go in the state of Georgia. And you know he's just going to win there, too.
Yeah, no doubt about it. How much time we got left?
Are you out of stuff?
No, I got one.
Oh, we got about a minute.
I got how about True 19 founder Kenyatta Watson? He's rumored to have a coaching or a job offer from a Power 5 school, and rumor is that it's Michigan right now.
Really?
Yeah. I think Georgia needs to go ahead and bring him on board as an analyst, lock up that True 19 class. You know, get those in-state kids. They got a good shot at a handful of them anyway, like I mentioned with Hazelwood. If you really want to lock that True 19 down, bring him aboard as an analyst or assistant coach somehow, and really get that ball rolling for 19.
Myself and Renee have gotten addicted to Orange is the New Black.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
It's a fun job. I've only seen the first season.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
So you're driving along, minding your own business, when, no! Someone runs smack into you. Your car needs body work, so now what? Port City Paint and Body. Lessen the headache by taking your car to the leading locally owned and operated body shop in Brunswick. Port City Paint and Body works with all insurance companies and cares about you and your car. Port City Paint and Body, Norwich Street, downtown from Twin Oaks. 912-265-9524. That's 265-9524.
Your business needs to stand out. Your marketing needs to pop. Your brochures and invitations need to send a message. And Watermark's Printing is the mark of excellence. From branding and marketing to traditional and digital printing, Watermark's is your full-service firm with superior customer service, serving all the Golden Isles from our location in Redfern Village on St. Simons. For more information, visit watermarksprinting.com or call 638-1445. Watermark's, the mark of excellence.
It's the Love Your New Toyota sales event for a limited time at I-95 Toyota in Brunswick. Brand new 2017 I-95 Toyota Corollas, just $199 a month, not a lease. 2017 Toyota Camrys from just $239 a month. And 2017 RAV4 SUVs, just $269 a month, not lease payments. You own it. Plus, triple the factory cash rebates on new 2017 I-95 Toyota Highlanders with standard third row seating. Triple factory cash rebates on new Prius hybrids and Sienna minivans. And as always, all new I-95 Toyotas come with a 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, oil changes, and car washes for life. Call 1-888-I-95-TOYOTA. I-95 Toyota, exit 38 in Brunswick, where the markdown monster saves you money.
Triple rebates on select models with approved credit. Includes incentives, 3.5 APR plus tax, tag, and title. See dealer for details.
The place to have your custom t-shirts made for your business, church group, reunion, or upcoming event? Coconut Cabs. Banners, yard signs, koozies, and so much more. Specialty advertising products? Coconut Cabs is a full-service ad specialty dealer.
located off of exit 58 and a half mile east next to Dollar General. Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 8 to noon. So get over to Coconut Kev's or give them a call, 912-832-2141. Or find Coconut Kev's on Facebook.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbaritos. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture.